T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, if you turn on your television, Lee, you saw a lot of moon-related stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday was the 50th anniversary of the day we landed on the moon.
Yep.
But where do you hear what percentage of Americans believe the moon landing was faked? Are you ready for this?
Oh, why not? Yeah, go ahead.
1 in 5, which even in Common Core math still equals 20%.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Depending on how they round it.
Yeah.
20% of Americans, 1 in 5 today, believe the moon landing was faked. Only 59% are sure it definitely happened. Now, I would think, given that we were in a race with Russia at the time to get to the moon, I would think if we faked it, they'd have probably said something,
well,
wouldn't you?
Well, word of advice to folks, too, that run into Buzz Aldrin, don't tell him that.
Yeah, I know, really.
I love that video of him. Now, this is from a couple of years ago, but some moron did this, and it was on some viral video, said that he was a fake and that this was all a lie, and Aldrin just clocked him, just knocked the fool out of him. And of course, it went to court. The judge threw it out, said, nope, get out of here, which is just exactly what he should have done. I'm sorry. If you're stupid enough to tell Buzz Aldrin that you didn't go to the moon, he deserves a free shot on you.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned.
I know. Oh, okay. But, you know, went to the moon, didn't go to the moon. The aliens are coming here. That's for sure. Not those aliens. I mean, like other aliens, like illegal aliens.
Well,
what?
Go ahead. One thing that's bugging me about this whole 50th anniversary thing.
Yeah, get it off your chest.
Okay.
It's what we're here for.
Did anybody notice the story that on the very day that we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the United States of America, NASA landing men on the moon?
Which was racist, by the way, because everything America has ever done is racist. Okay, I just wanted to
get that out there.
It's not
racist, it's spacist.
It's spacist. Ah, I love that. Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
But anyway, the very day that we're celebrating that, an American astronaut is having to rent a ride on a Russian rocket to get to the International Space Station. And I'm really ticked off at NASA for doing this. I know there's probably somebody in there in the leadership that thinks, oh, this is just a great way to celebrate this. You know, our international cooperation. We're going to the International Space Station. Horse hockey. Okay, it is ridiculous that the nation that put a man on the moon that no other nation on Earth has replicated since has to rent a ride on a Russian rocket to get to the space station we built. It is disgusting. And I blame Democrats, I blame Republicans, I blame presidents, I blame Congress. All of this because they don't have the guts and the vision to properly fund NASA to get us where we ought to be. The future, whether or not you're talking about military, whether you're talking about diplomacy, whether you're talking about economics, much of it is in space. If that were not so, why are the Chinese there? Why are the Russians there? Why are the Indians today launching a mission to the moon? It is an unmanned mission, but a mission to the moon. Why are other nations not trying to do it? Why is Elon Musk? Why is, what is the guy from Amazon? Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin. Why are they trying to get back to the moon and to Mars? Of course the future is there. And we should be there. And it's disgusting to me that we still have to rent a ride on Russian rockets. We're talking 1960s Soviet Soyuz technology to put our astronauts on the International Space Station.
Well, let's talk about why. They had, and I just tried to find it as you're talking. There was a poll. I read it on the air. I can't find it right now. But I remember it was top 10 things Americans list as like our source of national pride, like, you know, to justify this idea that we're the best as the nation, best nation in the world. And one of the top 10, I remember it, was the moon landing.
It should be. It is the greatest technological advancement in the history of mankind. To take a human being to another orbiting body. And we're the only nation that has done that. No one has even attempted it since then. And those who are planning to do it are still a good 10, 12 years down the road before they can. Now, thankfully, the Trump administration is saying that we're going to be back on the moon by 2024. I hope that's true.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I mean, this is a national symbol of pride, but to many in Washington, I mean, you never assert ever that the U.S. is good at anything. It's a thing of shame.
Gosh almighty.
By the way, did you see the New York Times editorial that actually the Soviet Union did it better? And you're like, well, wait a minute, we got there and they didn't. We got there first, and the thought was yes, but we did it wrong. Because did you read it?
No.
We did it with too many white people. The Soviet crew that worked on this, not just the crew that would have gone up there, but like the crew that worked on this, was more diverse racially than the American crew. And so actually, their approach was the one we should celebrate, not the Americans' approach.
Of course, their approach didn't get them there. That's not saying that we can't get there using only white people. Don't try to twist my words here, trolls. But, I mean, good grief almighty.
Yeah, no, they did that. The Soviet way was the more admirable.
I don't even believe that to begin with. Believe that to be true. How in the world do you even know what the racial component was of the Soviet Union's space program? You know, they beat us by putting an artificial, Sputnik in orbit, an artificial satellite. They beat us on that. They beat us on getting the first man in space because Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space. But we ran the table on everything else. I mean, look at what this country has been able to accomplish through NASA. We put a man on the moon, the Hubble Space Telescope, incredible images that go back to billions of years, light years into the cosmos there. The Voyager probes, which have actually, one of them has actually left the solar system, is the first interstellar object ever launched from Earth. And the space shuttle, one of the most technologically sophisticated vehicles ever conceived. And yet, we've got these ridiculously blinded politicians in Washington, and I'm talking Democrats and Republicans, who can't see that there are certain things that government should be involved in. This is one of them. No, I can't find a place in the Constitution that says we should have a space program. But for crying out loud, when you have an opportunity to develop things and that a role that government can do, and quite honestly, I'm glad to see that we're involving private companies in there now. This is probably the one good thing that came out of this. By not funding NASA properly as they should have, it has left an opportunity for individual companies like SpaceX, for Blue Origin, to develop their own technologies, which NASA is going to use to get us back to the moon and hopefully to Mars as well. And that's maybe the one good thing that came out of this, that we're applying capitalistic, market-based types of practices to getting back into space where we should be and where we should never have retreated from.
Texter rates on 1 in 5 Americans believing we never did land on the moon. That could never happen. It was faked. When I was a kid, I watched all the Apollo rockets go into space from my backyard in Merritt Island, Florida, which is right at Kennedy Space Center. Do you mean they were not real? I mean, our house shook.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing. Look at the trillions of dollars that we spend on STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math. What for? So we can develop another app to put, whiskers and cat ears on people on social media? Good grief. There's no other greater endeavor that this country could be involved in than going out into space and exploring what is there and developing new technologies. There's no telling what's there. And it's not something you can put a cost analysis on. If you're going to spend this amount of trillions of dollars, we expect this return. No, you can't do that. There's no calculating the value of what this has meant to this country and us being the nation that put man on the moon and the other technological advances that we have had since then due to the space program. It's incalculable. And if we're going to sit here and concentrate on education, science and technology and engineering and math, there's got to be a reason for it. Well, there's your reason.
We don't want to embarrass ourselves by getting there first, right? We could take our time.
We'd better be first to Mars.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think Trump feels the same way.
And you know what? I'd have no problem if the first person on Mars that sets foot on Mars is a woman. Big deal. I just wanted to be an American.
Amen to that. Texter writes, the Russians used Muslim construction workers, but they were all white, like the rest of the Russians. Get it, white Russian? You know what? I haven't had one of those for a while. It used to be one of my favorite drinks.
Never had one.
What?
No.
No. If I brought in the stuff to make one on a Friday afternoon, would you try it?
No.
No?
No, not interested.
Not even for me?
There's only so much I can take here, Tara.
All right. You'd be amazed how it soothes your nerves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got a travel twofer for you here. And I thank you, listener Ralph, for sending this. Because I'm on a guilt trip about not taking my kids to Disney World. I just don't want to go. Have you seen the price tag on that, by the way? Holy cow. I mean, it's obscene. I mean, it'll sticker shock you. I just don't want to go. I don't want to stand in line. I don't want to pay to stand in line. I'm too lazy. I am. I'm tired. I don't want to go to Disney World. Is that wrong? My parents took me. I mean, we take the kids on vacation. We're going on vacation. It's not that. It's just, anyway, Miss made me feel better. Florida health officials warn of rabies in Disney World's Epcot theme park. See? No, it's not that I don't want to take you. It's the rabies. It would be irresponsible of me as a parent to. Anyway. And then this travel bonus. On the off chance that you were, you know, thinking about traveling to LA for some crazy reason. Okay, folks, to update. Last week, we detailed the largest typhus outbreak in modern history, which is currently going on in LA, which is awesome. Like I said, if you don't want to go to the third world, well, by God, the Democrat Party and the left will bring the third world to you. You deserve to live that way anyway. Listen to this. In addition to the largest typhus outbreak in modern history, which is record-breaking, there's this headline. Bubonic plague likely already present in Los Angeles. Are you? I'm just going to read it. The city with a population toppling 4 million. By the way, if you want to know how do we get the typhus and all this stuff, the bubonic plague, all this, they decided it was cruel to use rat poison. Because they found, some rat poison in some of the cougars. The mountain lions, I guess they eat the rats or whatever. And there wasn't really any evidence it was hurting the mountain lions, but that seemed wrong. So they banned most modern rat poisons. Well, in the last 4 years, calls to exterminators have gone up 60% for rats. But they can't really do anything because of the poison situation. The city, with a population topping 4 million and a broader metropolitan area with many millions more, is awash in massive problems. Dr. Drew Pinsky. We have a complete breakdown of the basic needs of civilization in Los Angeles right now, Pinsky told Fox News host Laura Ingraham. We have three prongs of airborne disease. Tuberculosis is exploding. Rodent-borne tuberculosis. Oh, God. That's when you let 44,000 people live on the streets. Because of dual justice, they vote Democrats. Not like you can move them and enforce your ordinances. And homeless is right up there with illegal immigrants and, I don't know, everybody else that she's got liberal privilege. You can't, the laws don't apply. They can't be moved. We are one of the only cities in the country that doesn't have a rodent control program. And sanitation has broken down. I'm speechless. Folks, they will turn this into the third world. That is not rhetorical. You are actually watching it in Los Angeles. Dr. Pinsky said bubonic plague, also known as the Black Death, a pandemic that killed off millions in the 14th century, is likely already present in Los Angeles, given that rodents carry it and the place is rodent infected. The plague is spread by infected fleas and exposure to bodily fluids from a dead plague-infected animal, with the bacteria entering through the skin and traveling to the lymph nodes. All right, so LA is out too. Typhus, which broke out in the city last year, will likely return, Pinsky said. Already, a Los Angeles police officer has contracted typhoid fever, which infects fewer than 350 Americans each year. The various types of typhus are caused by a bacterial infection spread by body lice, chiggers, or fleas. In the 1600s, the disease decimated Germany. Well, like, given enough time, it'll wipe out California. Another reason I believe we should wall it off. And just, like, just keep going right from the Mexican border, like, boom, all the way up to Canada. We'll throw in Washington, too. I don't need Washington, do you? Is there anything in Washington worth saving? I don't think there's anything in Washington worth saving. This is unbelievable, Dr. Pinsky said. I can't believe I live in a city where this is not the third world. This is medieval. Third world countries are insulated. No, third world countries are insulted, excuse me. If they are accused of being like this, no city on earth tolerates this. The entire population is at risk. Yeah, I know. Look, it makes it fair. It's not fair that you don't live in the third world and some people do. It's not. I mean, if they're suffering, you should suffer. Just because, just to make it fair. It's, folks, this is what societal breakdown caused by the dual justice system looks like. Now, remember the interview with the LA mayor? Where the reporter says, well, so you're going to start enforcing, like, you know, the laws, the rules against homeless? No, well, no. No. Well, we're just going to ask our providers that we give funds to deal with the homeless if they could just, you know, ask them to be a little cleaner. Oh, okay. Sure. But, I mean, you have laws in the books to deal with this? Well, yeah. But it wouldn't be fair if we enforced them. It'd be racist, sexist, homophobic. What do you call homelessophobic? Somebody on the text line will come up with something good if I just wait long enough. Texture rates. You know, in the old days, we would burn the infected item. Oh, God. Texture rates. L.A. has a rat map. A rat map, like San Fran has a poop map. Now, the texture rates. Oh, my gosh, I love this. Referring to California, have you not heard of the 10 plagues of God? I have, in fact, but I hadn't made the association. Thank you. Texture rates. Hey, can we send all the Democrats to the moon? Then they can complain about climate change there. Why not?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First, it was typhus. Now add bubonic plague to L.A. If you want to experience what the Middle Ages was like, you've always wondered. Well, you may have an opportunity in this lifetime. Wes in Spartanburg, good to hear from you. What's up, sir?
Hey, you know, I love reading and studying about the Roman Empire, okay? So many things those people had. They had aquifers that brought water from thousands of miles away to Rome, fresh water. They had sanitation. They had rodent control. Okay? They put up roads. Now, people always ask themselves, gee, whatever happened to that empire? You know, like, how could something with a government, functioning government, you know, free food and eats at the Colosseum, Tara, while you watch the lions eat the Christians? I mean, what? You know, what more could you ask for?
No, wait, just for the record, Wes, they have not brought that back yet in L.A., but I think there's a committee studying it.
Well, but see, people wonder, what happened? What, I mean, do you realize, I'm thinking, I could be off a few hundred years, but right. Hundreds and hundreds of years after Rome disappears, that is the time of King Arthur, when people are wandering around the woods in England, they are using the bathroom where they eat and sleep, and the rodents, the Black Plague comes along, kills millions of people. And this is 500 years after the Romans lay out, you can't do that. You need fresh water. You got to, you know what I'm saying? In other words, humanity's intelligence had reached that plateau where we knew this stuff. And then a couple hundred years later, you got a bunch of ignoramuses wandering around, you know, doing their business where they eat and sleep. And people ask, gee, what happened? Well, maybe there were a bunch of liberals in Rome that finally came to power with a bunch of stupid ideas, and maybe we're just repeating. I mean, maybe that's what life is. You know, rinse, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. I mean, maybe we just go through these vicious cycles over and over again. Same thing with the Aztecs. I mean, how do you look at a civilization like that? It's just up and gone.
So I see what you're saying. Now, just like I said, for the record, nobody is yet formally proposing feeding the Christians to the lions in L.A. But, you know, it's only a matter of time. They already got the bubonic plague. They got the typhus. It's only a matter of time. Be a great revenue generator. Thank you, Wes, by the way. All right, I want to dive into this because we're watching what is going on with Iran right now. But there is like it's just out of the blue. Like Trump was president and the Iranians didn't like him. And so now they're acting up. And if Trump was just, you know, more like Obama, they wouldn't be menacing everybody, right? Is that not kind of pretty much the gist of the news coverage? So, well, you know, what might have caused this sudden uproar, these actions, this lashing out by the Iranians? Well, I'm going to give you a hint. John Kerry, you remember John Kerry went and met with the Iranians in violation of U.S. law, but he's a Democrat, so it's okay. And he told them, you remember what he told them? You should don't listen to this man, Trump. No. We will be in power again. Ignore Trump. It's okay. We got your back. He admits this. We got your back. Wait till we're back in power. Ignore this man, Trump. Do whatever you want. And then we're going to get you back on the kind of deal you were on before. We're going to pay you billions of dollars more. What? That's the deal they had before, right? Billions of dollars more, and it'll be great. And then you could just, you know, go on pretending that you're not enriching uranium at a level you need to make nukes. You could go on pretending that, and we'll pretend you're not either, and it'll be great. So the Iranians went, okay. And that's when all the trouble started. At the time, when they asked John Kerry, why would you undermine your country like that? Tell him to ignore the current, duly elected president. He said, "Well, we don't support regime change. We know the history of regime change has worked out really badly for America. We don't want to change the regime, and Trump wants to, and that's not fair." You mean the radical Islamic regime who've killed hundreds of Americans, Mr. Kerry? That regime you don't want to support? You think we should support that regime? Yeah, for stability. Oh. Well, the hundreds of Americans who died at the hands of the Iranians in Iraq, their families aren't so stable. But whatever. So the timing of this, right around the time that Trump decides to throw out the Iran deal and reimpose sanctions, Kerry freaks and goes to sit down with him. I says, just ignore this Trump guy. He's weird. We just do what you want. We'll be back in power and the party will continue. And they repeated that back to us. An Iranian, this is from the Washington Post. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman confirmed the meetings after the Boston Globe broke the news, declaring, quote, "We don't see the U.S. just as Mr. Trump. The United States is not just the current ruling administration." Actually, it is. But he's just repeating what Kerry told him. Think about what that means. Iran, this is a column in the Washington Post. Iran is a terrorist state responsible for the death of hundreds of Americans in Iraq, whose leaders hold rallies where thousands chant death to America. Kerry was working with a sworn enemy of the U.S. to try to undermine the foreign policy of the elected president of the U.S. After that, Iran predictably goes off the chain. Here's our first epic rant of the day from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This was at the time when Kerry was conducting his own negotiations with Iran. He's out of power. He used to be a Secretary of State, telling him, ignore Trump. We'll get back in office. We're going to give you a better deal. Do whatever you want until then.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly.
Again, this is our current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
And unprecedented. This is a former Secretary of State engaged with the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And according to him, right, I don't, you have to take my word for it, these are his answers. He was talking to them. He was telling them to wait out this administration. You can't find precedent for this in U.S. history. Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
It's also illegal, but nobody cares. Dual justice. Okay. So fast forward, reporter had said to Kerry, how is this affecting you? I mean, you know, Kerry's out there and he's telling him, you know, just ignore the U.S., ignore everything. How's this affecting, you know, your ability to negotiate? Mike Pompeo says, It's making it pretty hard, you know. Now, why are the Democrats hysterical here? Why are they upset, so upset they had to send Kerry out to undermine the deal? Because it's working. It's working. Here's General, U.S. General Jack Keane saying Trump is having more success with Iran than he has seen in 39 years.
The Iranians obviously are feeling the weight of these crippling sanctions in a way that I've never seen for 39 years in dealing with them. This is extraordinary what is happening. I think it, my take on it, Martha, it's an indication of the pressure, the absolute pressure that the Iranians are feeling here. High inflation rates, high unemployment. Yes, it's affecting the people. Food shortages, power outages, growing civil unrest. They blame the regime. They're not blaming America for what has taken place. The leadership in Iran is back on their heels, literally, for the first time that I have ever seen. And what we need to do is not overreact, be patient, because the strategy we have in place is working. And we don't need to go up the ladder of escalation with the Iranians in a way that they would love to take us there. Our strategy, our offensive strategy, is working, and don't fall into a provocation trap that they're setting for us.
Bingo. Oh, yeah. Who do you think's advising them to do all this stuff? The Democrats. What does ignore the current administration? I mean, how much clearer could it be? They're attacking because they know the Democrats will follow up with talking points if Trump attacks back. The Democrats in Iran are trying to box Trump as a warmonger to get rid of him 4 years earlier so they can resume their deal. Unbelievable. And why are they freaked out? Because it's working. The only people who want the mullahs in power are the mullahs and the Democrats. The people of Iran, not so much. So did you see the report last week? Congressional Budget Office. If Democrats go through with their promises to mandate a $15 minimum wage, between 1.5 million and 3.7 million working class Americans will lose their jobs. Yeah, it's market forces, which apparently we're now learning apply to the Sanders campaign, the Bernie Sanders campaign. That's his big initiative, by the way. Well, you know, his staffers are in revolt because he's not paying them $15 an hour. They're really mad about that. So they've been demanding it. You know, what Bernie wants to make business owners do, because he's smarter than they are, but he can't figure out how to do it himself. So he's given into their demands, and they're going to get $15 an hour. Step one problem. In order to be able to afford to do it, he's going to have to cut their hours and fire some of them. Just like the private sector. So Bernie can't even figure out how to do it on his own campaign, but somehow business owners are supposed to figure out how to do it. Do I have this right? Hypocrite. But then aren't they always? Charles in Blue Ridge. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Tara. The news report that you just have on, it, so often it undercuts the things that you represent and the things that America represents. They, first of all, they gave the people that said, well, you know, who wouldn't tell a friend if ICE was gonna conduct a raid and they're illegal? First of all, they're
wait, hold on. This was in our news. Are you calling about our news? Like our break newscast?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I ran downstairs to get some soda. I'm sorry.
In order for the people being surveyed to answer the question, they had to assume an impossibility. They had to assume that they had a friend who's illegal. Well, my position on that is, if you invade somebody's country, not only invade it, but do so on the largest scale by far of any invasion of any country in history, then you occupy it indefinitely. You vote it into bondage. You siphon off all the government benefits. And, you know, of course, there's the criminal and the gangsta element as well. I'm sorry. If you do all those things, you're not my friend. No matter how much you want me to believe that. Actually, there's a word for it, and it begins with enemy.
Frenemy? Never mind. Okay.
Boy, you are brilliant. I know, I gotta hand it to you.
Thank you, Charles. Okay, so you were not happy with our newscast then. I apologize. I didn't hear it, so I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
So often I'm not. So often it undercuts the very things you've been talking about.
Okay, well, I'll go back and listen
to it. You need to do the news.
I don't have time to do the news. I'll go back and listen to it, Charles. Thank you for your phone call. I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that. Texter writes, a whole lot of crud went on during the Obama administration that we are just now learning about. The networks and papers just didn't report it. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, don't look now, but the advice to ignore the current administration is being given or assumed by China and North Korea also. All of these negotiations are in stall mode. Yeah, they're praying. And this is how the Chinese were able to run ads openly in American newspapers in the Midwest. The Chinese admitted to doing it, encouraging the election of Democrats. Well, wait, isn't that what the Russians did? Well, I mean, they did it on Facebook, but yeah. It wasn't the Russian government. It was some Russians. They've never proved a link between those Russians and the Russian government. But anyway, yeah. Isn't that what we had a special counsel for? Yeah. Isn't that election interference by a foreign entity? Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, yeah, I mean, by the Russian standard, yeah. Well, where's the special counsel? Well, they were advocating for Democrats to be elected, so it was okay. Oh, do we even know the total of the ads? Anybody bother to find that out, how much they spent? No. Okay, cool. Just checking. Hold on. Did we not just send some attractive young woman to prison for not registering as a foreign agent before attempting to influence politics? Didn't we do that? She was very attractive. They made her sound like a slut before they were done. We did do that. Huh. Well, I mean, who placed those Chinese ads? Nobody knows. Nobody bothered to find out. It was just A-okay. Texter writes, if America was a bank, it would have no doors and the vault would be wide open. Yeah, it'd be empty, too. That's the goal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.